The Berkshire County District Attorney's Office says 25-year-old Ronald Pinnell was pronounced dead at Berkshire Medical Center following a shooting that injured several others. An autopsy to determine the exact cause of death was scheduled for late Monday morning or early afternoon. Speaking Sunday morning, Pittsfield Police Sergeant Matthew Hill said the shooting happened in a vacant lot near 202 Dewey Avenue around 11:30 Saturday night.
One is deceased. Two are currently in intensive care. One party was treated and released, and one party is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and that party was arrested on unrelated matters.
The DA's office says two other men were taken to Berkshire Medical Center. A 25-year-old remains at the Pittsfield Hospital, while a 20-year-old man was taken to Bay State Medical Center in Springfield. The DA's office says two other people, a 20-year-old female and a 26-year-old man, checked into Berkshire Medical Center to be treated for injuries which allegedly occurred as a result of the shooting. Sergeant Hill says there were multiple guns and multiple shooters.
The investigation is ongoing. At this time, it's not believed that there's a shooter out amongst the city at this, and there is no need currently for the public to be alarmed or concerned.
On Sunday afternoon, Pittsfield police closed off Robbins Avenue about a block from the shooting scene on Dewey Avenue. With Massachusetts State Police on site, Pittsfield Police Captain Patrick Berry said police were unsure if the two scenes are related. Members of Price Memorial African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church on Linden Street parked their cars in the lot where the victims were found. The church does not own the property. Reverend Margaret Lawson is in her third week with Price Memorial, but has been involved with area churches for more than a decade.
I don't believe by talking to the members that it is a shock to this community, because it is my understanding, and don't quote me on it for per se, but things like this are beginning to happen in this neighborhood and several neighborhoods around here.
Lawson continued.
People are just getting openly blatant about hatred and drugs and alcohol, and everything is flowing so freely. And you know what that does to people. It changes their whole attitude, and it seems like they're on a high where their tempers can be easily flared or their emotions are running high. And if you have the wrong frame of mind, then, and if you do carry a weapon, before you know it, you have used that, and it's because of something else that's going on in your head.
In 2013, Pittsfield was awarded a Shannon Grant, a state initiative focused on preventing youth and gang violence. Since then, the city has hired a grant coordinator and created a community connection program. When applying for the grant, city leadership cited a sharp increase in violent gang activity among members of the Bloods, Crips, Latin Kings, and other groups, resulting in murders, home invasions, and weapon-related crimes. The topic of youth and gang violence in Pittsfield was thrust into the media spotlight last August after a gang-related shooting involving two teenagers. A series of public meetings drawing hundreds followed, including the creation of a mentoring program for troubled youths. Despite the recent shooting, Mayor Dan Bianchi says city and law enforcement outreach programs are working.
The community has to take ownership of certain things, and the neighborhood watch programs have been very effective, engaging many more citizens than had been in the past, and that's a good thing.
The district attorney's office would not comment on whether Saturday's shooting was gang-related. Last month, a 21-year-old believed to have white supremacist beliefs killed 9 people at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. Since then, fires at black churches across the South have raised questions of racially motivated or retaliatory actions. Pittsfield Police Sergeant Hill says there is nothing to indicate the Pittsfield shooting is race-related. Reverend Lawson says she spoke with police who assured her it was safe to hold Sunday services, for which roughly 40 of 115 members turned out. She says she doesn't believe the shooting had anything to do with race or her church.
That's why we have the church doors open, because this is our city of refuge.
Pittsfield police are asking anyone with information about the shooting to call 413-448-9700. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.